Radio City Tour.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Let's do the guide Liverpool with Jay Hyde. Morning, Chief Jay.
Good morning. How are you, mate?
Very good indeed. We're heading towards Bonfire Night.
We are.
So, which is always spectacular in this city.
Well, Halloween this year was the biggest Halloween I've ever witnessed. There were so many events, so many nights, so many club nights, so many scare attractions. And Bonfire Night is kind of looking the same because we've got the biggest firework display.
Do you call it Bonnie Night?
Bonnie Night.
Bonnie.
Do you never call it
Bonnie?
Bonnie? You're from the Wirral, so you wouldn't say Bonnie.
Bonnie. Do you mean Bonnie?
No, it's Bonnie.
What's Bonnie? It's not a Bonnie.
Do you know what's funny? Me and Rossi have had this argument.
Bonfire,
many, many
not bomb, bomb.
Yeah, but in Liverpool, it's people just call it Bonnie.
What, they missed the N out?
They missed the N out. You ask your listeners now.
No.
I text Steve if you agree with me that it's Bonnie night, because it is.
Bonnie. I've never heard that before. Yeah. What do you call Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween, man.
Well, Bonfire Night is, of course, this Saturday, and the city, the Mersey, the river, is going to be lit up in spectacular fashion. It's going to be incredible. One of the biggest displays Merseyside has ever seen. Wirral Council and Liverpool City Council have joined forces for this one for the first time ever. And it's just a big, huge display.
And Radio City, by the way.
Oh, and Radio, of course. And Radio
because
City.
The music, the soundtrack's on here.
It's going to be curated by Radio City.
There
which
you
I was
go.
Coming to.
Oh, were you? Sorry. Yeah, I thought you missed the main bit.
The main bit. But there's going to be tons in the build-up as well. So it all kicks off 4 p.m. And there's lots to do on both sides of the water. You can literally see this display for miles and miles. 4 o'clock, we've got the Bring the Fire Street Entertainment Team. They're mixing up pyrotechnics with percussion and all sorts of fire throwing and everything else. As well as that, they announced that yesterday the Twister Aerobatic Team are taken to the sky. Now, this is going to be really special because apparently it looks like the planes are on fire as they're doing flybys. So that's going to be amazing. That's just before the display, which kicks off at 6:30 on the river. So there's big barges on the Mersey. I'm going to be on one of the barges. So I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest.
Setting off fireworks?
Not setting off fireworks, fingers crossed. But yeah, there's boats on the Mersey. I'm on one of the boats taking pictures and stuff. But it's just going to be
incredible.
This is
a first,
incredible.
Isn't it?
And it's all free.
It's a first. We didn't have this last year.
Yeah, we've never done this. So
okay.
Normally we have Sefton Park or we have Newsham Park with the big displays.
The traditional ones where you head to. So they're not happening.
They're not happening. So it's all about the River of Light this year. And I spoke to Councillor Wendy Simon, who kind of put it all together, to tell us more.
Tell you what, let's see if we can find it. Here we go. It's Councillor Wendy Simon.
We've got a display with a craft that sort of gives an illusion without giving too much away that they might be on fire. So again, if the weather's right and the conditions are right, that aerial display is going to be something to look out for.
Because I'm presuming that won't be during the fireworks, will that be?
No, it'll be before. It'll be in that build-up, as I say, with the entertainment going on and with we've got the drummers as well. So there'll be plenty going on both sides of the river for people to see and do.
She's giving it away there. There's a boat on fire.
Yes.
Before or after. So if you go down and you're worried there's a boat on fire, don't worry,
it's all part of it. There's going to be lots of fire, lots of flames, lots of light. But you can get views right along both waterfronts, as we say, from Alexandra Tower right the way to the Echo Arena here.
Sorry, where's Alexandra Tower?
So Alexandra Tower is kind of North Dock side.
Okay.
So if you kind of follow it right along towards North Docks, right along to the Echo Arena, and on the Wirral you'll see it from New Brighton. So lots of people will be down at New Brighton to seek them right the way through to Woodside. And of course, Radio City is curating the music, so expect some fantastic music to kind of go with the fireworks. It's going to be like Disney when you go to Disney and see the fireworks there. It's going to be incredible.
Right over the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
The castle.
Yes, the Magic Kingdom of Liverpool.
It's just a shame that we haven't got sort of fireworks off the top of the tower at the same time.
I'm sure we've done that before at some point, though, haven't we?
Have we?
I think we have. I'm sure
rings
we about.
I remember we had a giant Coke sign up there once.
We did.
It nearly blew off.
Giant Canico.
A vodka sign as well.
Yes, we've had that as well. Why don't they do that anymore?
I don't know. Because
when I started, they used that as for advertisements, didn't they?
Right, so if you're Joe Bloggs and you live in Walton and you're thinking, where do I go with the family? You can go on either side. I would choose the Wirral side because you can see Liverpool there. You see the backdrop of Liverpool, can't you? Not that the backdrop of Wirral isn't as nice, but of course, I think it will look amazing as a fireworks display with the whole of the city. And presumably the fireworks have been set off on the barge in the middle of the Mersey.
So it's all about the Mersey because, let's face it, it is beautiful and it's kind of both sides of the water coming together. 20 minutes long, the firework display as well, so that starts at 6:30. But can't stress enough, get there early. Get there for around 4 p.m. because there's tons of entertainment and town will be busy.
Oh, so it's going to be chocker.
Get in early, dump the car, go for something to eat and then enjoy the display.
Well, if you've ever been to Sefton Park before or Newsham or seen how many people go there and they realise, well, they can't go there, you know how busy it's going to be down here.
And personally, I would try and head somewhere that's a little bit out the way. So, you know, around the Echo Arena ways maybe, or because it is going to be rammed.
Well, not now, but you tipped it, haven't you? I hope it's like a Lee Butler mix or something that this is off to.
Yeah.
You know, some classic songs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm anticipating what might be played. Anyway, right, so that is the that's the big firework display.
So that
that's at the weekend. What are we moving on to?
So there's something big happening tomorrow night. This is an annual event. And to be honest, I've never heard about this. So I think everyone needs to get behind this. It's called Celebration of Life. It's taking place at the Philharmonic Hall, and it's to raise awareness of HIV ahead of World AIDS Day, which is on December 1st. Sahir House is a fantastic local organisation, local charity, and it's actually Merseyside's only dedicated HIV charity. You've heard of Sahir House before.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is to support the guys at Sahir House. There's a big, big week coming up where they're trying to encourage people to get tested for HIV because a lot of people do live with it without knowing. And tomorrow, there's this big celebration, bringing together some of the city's finest musicians, and we spoke to Serena from Sahir House to tell us more.
We've got a whole array of musicians. They're all giving their time free, performing through the evening to acknowledge and raise awareness of World AIDS Day, which is on December the 1st. HIV isn't very cute. There's lots of corners of the community that don't get that information. So we're hoping by having such a range of performers, their fans, their supporters, they will also get the information about HIV. It's still on Merseyside. It's still on our doorstep. It's not something that's happening far away. We in Liverpool know we're still seeing people coming through our door. So we just need people to be aware that HIV is still around.
So, yeah, tons of musicians obviously trying to get that point across loud and clear tomorrow night. Tommy Scott from Space, who we loved. Connie Lush is going to be playing. She's got a big, beautiful, soul-y voice. Centre Sound Choir will be on. Mersey Wiley, Paul Hemmings from The Lars, and tons more. Doors open at 7 p.m. down at the Phil. Go and support it.
Which day did you say was World AIDS Day?
World AIDS Day is December 1st.
Right,
so this
definitely
is kind of building up to that.
Right, big month ahead there. Right, on your website, The Guide Liverpool, at the moment, you can see a big video of the River of Lights, as well as that little bit of a look back on Halloween, including the Newsham Park ghost hunt, which I know you talked about last week.
Yes.
You wouldn't have got me in that place.
That
for the, you're going to drag me into that place.
There's still people sending us messages about how scary the video actually is. Things did happen. They really did. There was a door that opened and closed on its own as I was stood next to it, and you've never seen me jump.
On its own?
On its own.
You look behind it?
We looked inside. There was no one in there.
Well,
it's an abandoned building, Steve. There's no one else in the building. This is the top floor of that building as well.
Let's talk local music.
We've got a great band. We've been shouting about these for ages on The Guide Liverpool. They call them Mono LPs. They kind of mix up indie rock with the sound of a beautiful cello. So Vicky, who's in the band, has got a cello. The songs are so, so catchy, and the live gigs are amazing. Elvis Costello has just come out as a big supporter of this band. They're playing an album launch gig tomorrow night at Byers Club. Their new album's called State of Decay. Just get there. Just go and see them because they're great. They've got a brand new single as well called Love and Hate. How to express the little four-letter word L-O-V-E-Y means to me. It's always just a superficial need, but as deep as the bed I'm seeing. In the morning.
mono LPs. I bet they're brilliant live. Absolutely.
So,
brilliant.
So good. Tomorrow night, Buyers Club. Just go and check them out because they're superb.
Jay, thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You, mate.
We'll get that link up on via our audio boom. So at Radio City Talk, if you want to re-listen to that, or log on to the website, theguideliverpool.com as well.
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.